We're talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, we're just a few days really removed from the end of the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. Great meetings at that time. I know that you had a lot of your officers and key members there that were involved in the committee process. What are some keys as far as issues in your mind that came out of that meeting as far as some direction on behalf of the industry?
Great question, and you're right. It was an excellent meeting. Well over 8,400, I believe, people came in from across the country. Oklahoma well represented, both on the federation side and as well, more importantly for us, the policy side, with Richard Gephardt, now the Secretary-Treasurer of NCBA, OCA's president, and so forth. So great meeting for us. I think we learned a few things that we've already started to share with our membership to say, okay, guys, we understand these things are coming. We learned a little more about AFIS. Concept of regionalization of trade with Brazil and Argentina. Dr. Clifford came in and spoke to the executive committee, and I'm fortunate to sit on the executive committee in an ex officio position. A very excellent presentation in terms of information, and so we've started to share that. The comment period has been extended by 60 days, and we're communicating to our members to do that. So that's one issue. Another big one, I think, and there's many others, but another big one is EPA. We are understanding EPA is going to issue some rules that will go again at this concept of navigable waters. And key is they're going to try to define tributary and some of the other key important terms, as well as removing or modifying navigable, something we need to watch very closely. Obviously, water in Oklahoma has many different importances, if you will, in terms of sovereignty and all those types of things. But as far as jurisdiction, who regulates it? Absolutely important that we watch it. A lot of other issues, but Ryan, honestly, off the top of my head, those were two big ones that come to mind immediately.
Case of the EPA, it seems like that's just almost in line with what the Obama administration has decided to do, put as many regulations out as they possibly can.
Absolutely. Since, 6 years ago now, I think the count was up several thousand proposed rules that just EPA has issued. Now, obviously, not all those affect us. They're widespread in their jurisdiction, but that just gives you a clue of this concept of governance by regulation and then what we're seeing. And it's easy to point fingers at this administration, and appropriately so in many cases, but it's not something that's new. We've seen this for many years, and in our industry alone, we've talked about this concept of over-regulation. And so it's just something that's important that we as an industry, certainly as an association, continue to stay on top of and continue to educate our members about.
As we were in Nashville, we saw the conclusion of the Farm Bill process, and there was kind of a bittersweet time, I know, for cattle industry. Some good things there with the conservation, with the disaster assistance, but a real concern about some of the marketing issues, most notably cool.
Absolutely. I think bittersweet is a very good way to term that, especially for us in Oklahoma. The pieces of that legislation that were disaster assistance specifically in nature were very good for us, and certainly Mr. Lucas has done a phenomenal job in trying to shepherd that through. I know I certainly wouldn't have wanted to try to tackle that, and I think we need to give him some kudos for trying to pull all different interest groups together. But to your point, some of the marketing issues are still very much of a concern. And while it's important that consumers have information, I don't think that's what for us, that's not the crux of the issue, if you will. When our two of our largest trading partners are telling us that they're going to retaliate, that scares me, to be truthful with you, especially in the market that we're currently in, which is fantastic, but there's such a feeling of volatility in this market right now. And so any type of threat is something I think we need to take very seriously. And so we would have loved to have seen a fix in that. And there's lots of different ideas on what that fix should be. But certainly we need a fix in cool. We need a fix in the GIPSA rules so that we can continue to have a stable, or we can maybe I should say a more stable marketing environment, so cattle can have some predictability and not be in such of a crux of volatility and unknownness that may be coming down the road.
Seems that a lot of discussion in the hallways and whatnot. I know you talked to a lot of your friends in Nebraska and other states as well. That Just a lot of worry right now about trying to get our arms around rebuilding this mama cow herd and I guess getting around Mother Nature's curveballs at us.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. Folks streamed out of the Cattle Facts report that morning where the climatologist had said that, you know, the weather pattern over the Pacific is setting up to really provide a tremendous amount of rain. And so you saw, or I shouldn't say tremendous, I should say a normal, maybe a better term, but certainly, boy, that's optimism. And you just feel the morale and the excitement because people want to be in this business, and there's a desire to refill that cow herd, if you will, rebuild that factory, to use that cowboy term. But still, with all this unknown and with all this potential volatility, whether it be weather, I heard a climatologist the other day say, no, that weather pattern's not setting up like what we thought it would be. Well, that just shoots that uncertainty into cattlemen who say, well, what do I do now? Do I want go ahead and buy a few extra cows, refill those replacement pens, whatever that personal situation might be, or do I hold off and wait till I know more? Marketing issues, are Canada and Mexico going to retaliate? That will drastically affect the market if they do. Are we going to see some more of these GIPSA-type regulations that propose to limit how we market our cattle, who you can sell to, who you can buy from? All these types of things just give us so much uncertainty, it's very difficult to try to move forward and make plans. And so, boy, as an industry, we'd love to have that. And that's something we're going to have to continue to work upon. And, of course, from a weather standpoint, that's providential. We need to stay our petitions up and keep doing that, and we'll certainly do that. But those issues that we can work on, we need level head and just some common sense as we move forward. And that's what we're hoping to do in the months to come.
Let's switch to state issues. Legislature's underway, a couple of weeks now under their belt. We're starting to see bills kind of get sorted out a little bit, what's going to maybe move forward that has been, others have been set aside. What are some priorities for the cattle industry from what you all are working on thus far?
You bet. I think our top priority at this point in time is property taxes, ad valorem. We've got two big different ideas out there, to be specific, on how to fund certain areas, specifically schools and storm shelters. And they're two diverse different ideas, and we really as an industry need to understand how does this affect property taxes, how does this affect ad valorem taxes, in addition to some other ideas that will be relative to that but may not be relative to schools, relative to ad valorem. So I'm going to say that's probably our biggest issue right now, is to really get on top of that. There's a lot of different proposals, and quite frankly, just to be honest, it's hard to get your hands around that. And so we're spending a lot of time studying those. We're going to start asking some pretty detailed questions in the next couple of immediate weeks to understand exactly what these things look like and exactly long-term as well as short-term how they'll affect property taxes. I think relative to that, the other big issue that we're watching is property rights. It's really starting to get into a tough battle of rights of mine versus yours versus ours. And where do my rights end and where do yours start? And where do yours end and my start? And where whether it's relative to wind turbines, whether it's relative to water, whether it's relative to trespass law. We're seeing all of those types of issues being discussed, but it really gets down to the core of private property rights. And so, again, we're injecting ourselves into a lot of those conversations on behalf of cattlemen to make sure that cattlemen and from a landowner perspective are represented, whether it be at a county commissioner's court or certainly in this context at the legislature. I'd say those are the two biggest issues that we're working on right now. Lots of other issues too, whether it be animal rights and some of those concepts and commodity checkoffs and all those types of things are very important, but those two are the big issues right now.
Okay. Very good.